Okay, so let's go out of business.
So we're in the, we were stuck by a question yesterday. Tosis asks on, I don't know if I am understanding of the Gemara, there's no special din of Chanan. We're not talking about a special din of Chanan. Just at the Tam Hanavela, that's Balua in the Chaticha, goes on and asks Min B'mina. So, I just get stuck. So how do you understand Rava's Ma'alach in the Gemara? Rava says Kolim V'Sukka. That's what Rava holds. That they were Misalach in the Vela. Start from Rav himself. What did Rav say? Rav says the case of the Gemara is you have a chitzis nevelo, nois and tam. You have an nevelo with nois and tam in the chitzis. It's still there. You didn't take the chalak habayi. It wasn't called a mitzilchay. But now you marbe a whole bunch of other chitzis. And you also have reitzim. You also have a lot of reitzim. So Rav says That the point of having the Sadeh Chaticha, the original question was, who needs the Sadeh Chaticha? The Nevel itself should ask all the other Chatichas. So the answer is that we hold Salah Kasminu Kimishena. The Reitiv, to get the other Chatichas, the Reitiv could be Mavatil, the original Nevel. That's why you need another Chaticha, because there's not enough Reitiv to be Mavatil, the Chaticha, and the other, to be Mavatil, both the Nevel and the second Chaticha. That's the Gemara. So Taisus asks, that works if you hold from Chanan. You hold that when you add another chaticha, you gain mitz. You had a nevela. Now I have another chaticha in addition, so I need a lot more reitiv because they have to be mevatel both the volume of the nevela and the volume of the chaticha. So that's fine and well if you hold from Chanan, but according to Reino Ephraim, no real deal over here of Chanan. Chanan, the Agamura chaticha nas nevela just means that the tam and nevela chenasa. So that doesn't really add any volume to our original nevela. The nevela plus the tama nevela is still the volume of the nevela. So what difference to the reitiv? If there's enough reitiv to mevatel the nevela, there should be enough reitiv to mevatel the tama nevela that's inside of the chaticha. That's Tosis kasha nevein Ephraim. So Tosis answers that the case is that the Chaticha itself was in stomach. After you put it in its trunk, and now I only have it shrunk now to half its value, So I have enough reitiv to be mevatel the chaticha the way it is now in its present shrunken form. Let's say I have 30. I have 60 times this. That's what I have. But I don't have enough reitiv to be mevatel the missing part. So that's what the Gemara. So that's what Rav said. Rav said, if the nevela was nice and tam in the chaticha, and I can taste the nevela in the chaticha, so then it's command to isa. So okay, command to isa. So I have tam over here, and it's command to isa. So that all that tam, which is command to isa, will make up the missing volume. And now there won't be enough reitiv to be mevatel. But if the nevela was not making time in the chaticha, because the chaticha was too big, the chaticha itself was maybe 60 times the nevela, so the nevela is not making time in the. But that was the case. It was 60 times. The chaticha was 60 times the size of the nevela. So the nevela is not making time in the chaticha. So even though it's there, the time went somewhere. The time is there, but it's command alessa. Well, command alessa. So then we only have this. We only have the nevel itself. The nevel itself, I can be mevatel with the right. I can't do Tosfos. So my question was this. The question was, the Reitiv is with the Chatichos over here are min b'she'en emina. Min b'she'en emina fundamentally is the kfeil. The din of shishim, I min b'she'en emina, is just a substitute for a kfeil. So, what difference does it make to a kfeilo of Moshel? Whether the tam over here is command the iso or is command the lesa, the kfeilo tastes it the same way, right? The kfeilo shrank, it gave some of its tam over, it gave all of the missing tam over, all that missing volume, it stuck it into the chaticha. So if it's a very big chaticha, then it's command the lesa. If it's a smaller chaticha, it's command the iso. If you're talking about min b'minoi and then the nidin, you're talking about min b'minoi and the lovedness can min b'minoi asir b'mashu. So I understand there's a difference, command the isa, command the less, it's all abstract concepts anyway. But we're not talking about abstract concepts, we're talking about a flesh and blood kfeila. For the kfeila, it makes a difference if there's a big chaticha, a small chaticha. The kfeila, if there's 60 times as much. What difference does it make? Who cares if an alumnus is command the Isra, command the Lesser? The Shishim by Min Misha'eni Minoi is not a alumnus, it's a Metzias of Kfeila. So how do we understand this? So it shouldn't matter whether it's command the Isra or command the Lesser. That was the question I asked yesterday. And this is. So my hascholas mashava was, if I really had a kfeil over here in this case, let's say I actually brought down a kfeil, and I gave him the right of the taste, would he be able to tell whether there's tam nevela here or not in the right of?
Right now,
because the chatichos are not first. Right. How can the kfeila tell? If you only had the nevela itself and the right of, so sure, you could tell. Does it taste like basur? Does it not taste like basur? It's basur and mayim, and you could tell what he tastes. But I have, in this pot, I have a lot of meat. I have all the other chatichos, I have this chaticha, there's a lot of meat over there. And all the meat tastes the same as the nevela. So when the kfeila would taste the right of, he's not going to taste tam nevela anyway. So why do I need shishim avreitiv? I do need shishim avreitiv connected to nevela. Why do I need shishim avreitiv connected to nevela? Let's say I don't have shishim avreitiv connected to nevela. Let's say I only have 30 avreitiv connected to nevela. So what? But a kfeila wouldn't taste it. The kfeila can't taste the nevela because it's all this other taste. Yeah, not only that, not only will the kfeila not be able to tell. It's even deeper than that. The kfeila, first of all, that's for sure. The kfeila can't even tell if it's tam nevela. I'll leave with the emes. Is the kfeila tasting tam nevela? Is the kfeila be'emes tasting tam nevela? In a case like this, let's say I have the reitiv is only 30 times this triangle over here. It's 30 times the shrunken nevela. But besides the shrunken nevela, I have another chetiches basa that's, let's say, 20 times the size. I have 100 other meatballs floating around in the pot. So number one, the kfeila can't tell because it only tastes his basa, he doesn't know what it is. But if I would even ask you, Ali, but the emes of the kfeila tasting the tam basa? There's only 30 times the world. There's only enough, right? There's 30 times the volume of the nevela. But is he the emes tasting tam nevela? Why not? Because the nevela is much less than a 60th of everything in the pot. So there's a lumnus, mimimimim is that bottle of filubela, but bimitsias. The nevela, the time of the nevela is certainly dissipated in the thousand times its value that's in the pot. When the kfeila tastes the right of, he's not going to, the emes is that he's really not tasting time nevela. So then why do I tap and need shloshim connected the, why do I need shishim connected the original chatichas nevela? Why do I even need shishim connected why would I even need shishim connected? Why do I need shishim connected the nevela? I should only need, we're in the world of Inmisha Enimino. The shishim here is just a substitute for a kfeila. It's just to establish that it's not, that there's no nesinas tam. So if there's no nesinas tam, if there's no nesinas tam anyway, it should really be enough to have reitiv, enough reitiv, that the reitiv together with all the other chatichas is 60 times the nevela. Either chatichas can't be mevatel in nevela. The chatichas can't be mevatel in nevela. But the reitiv is min b'shein emino. In min b'shein emino, all I need is that it shouldn't be nice and tight.
Idea of
sealing? So the answer is that apparently we're not only interested in the whether there's time in the reitiv. I need the reitiv to be mevatel and avail to save the other chatichas. Because like this, the other chatichas are min b'minay. So I need the reitiv to make a salik, and the reitiv is going to come in and not just save itself. If I only needed the reitiv to save itself, so the reitiv could say ani es nafshi itzalti, so maybe we're enough. The reitiv doesn't taste like nevela. I know the reitiv doesn't taste like nevela, but that's not enough. I need the reitiv to abolish the nevela in order that the nevela then shouldn't be asked of the other min b'minos. So for that I need shishim connected the nevela. But that shishim is not a kfeilah de kashishim. That's a din. That she'en emino, if it's shishim times the nevela, it's mvatel the nevela. I want to show you, because this is a complicated point. Let's make a simpler case. Let me bring it out. I think there's really a whole issue here. Let's say I have a case like this. I have just a regular nevela. That's all I have. No, I have a nevela. Then I have reitiv. Well, I have like this. I have a nevela. Then I have 30 chatichos, 30 other chatichos. We can make round chatichos all along. We'll make a round chatichos. I have 30 chatichos. 30 pieces, and then I have 30 units of reitiv. Listen well. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, This is going to be awesome. We know it's awesome. Because the Gemara says, in order to be mapped of the situation, even with Salik, I need 60 times right. I need right with 60 times the Nevela. The question is why? Why is it enough that right that's, for example, 30 times the Nevela? Because even if the right is 30 times the Nevela, but if you add the other pieces, I now have 60 times the Nevela. So I now know the Nevela is not missing time on the right. I mean, the Nevela is not wasting time in the pot. It's not wasting time in the pot. It's not wasting time in the Reitiv either. Now, the Nevela is not wasting time in the Reitiv. If I gave it to a Kfeila to taste, he would say he doesn't taste any Reitiv. He doesn't taste any Nevela. I mean, a real-life Kfeila couldn't tell. The emphasis is that a Kfeila can't tell. If I give it to a Kfeila to taste, do you taste Nevela here or not? He'll say, I don't know. I sure can taste meat. But I don't know but I can't tell you if I tell them that I'm not tasting the veil or if I'm tasting these other pieces. But the emes is that since there is shishim in the pot, connected to the veil, so l'chara, I know for a fact that when I eat the reitiv, I'm not tasting the veil. So why can't the reitiv? So it's as if, l'chara, it's as if the whole shishim is just an artificial kveil. So why can't I say, well, look, I know there's no tam in the veil in the reitiv. Why can't the reitiv all by itself, the 30 units of reitiv, be mevatel in the veil? So that is what we must. Bishlama, according to the Ramban, who holds that even when a kveilah tells you that he doesn't taste anything, he still needs shishim, because it's a din that you need shishim. That's the Ramban. That whatever this is, nimoyach, in a case of nimoyach, Whenever the Yisrael Nimoyach, the Rabbi says, you need Shishin, that's a din that you need to have Shishin. So then I understand. I don't care whether the Kfeila tasted it or not. I don't care whether the Kfeila would have tasted it or not. It's a din that you need Shishin. And the pieces can't count for that because we're going in a Yehuda, min b'mida le'botam. So the other Chatikas can't be Mevatel and Nevela. So I need Shishin to be Mevatel and Nevela. The Shishin is going to have to be right there. So that's a din that you have to have Shishin of right there. So the figure out my mind, this is okay, I understand this. But the feet Tosfos, who holds that if a kfeila tasted, you don't need shishim. If a kfeila tells you there's no tam here, then min b'shein emino is bottled without shishim. So over here, why can't the reitiv be mevatel in the veila? Because lemaisa, I know that it's known that the reitiv doesn't have tam in the veila.
Perhaps because there is another tam in there, the tam of the rotev,
So in contrast to the Tam of the Rotev, the other Chatichos are like a booster of the Tam.
Something like that. I mean, I don't know how to say it, but the you have to say the difference is that in the Tosis' case, is a case where a Kfela would really taste in it, and really is telling me that there's no Tam Yisr, so you don't need Shisha. Over here, because a Kfela can't tell, even if I had a Kfela, I wouldn't be able to tell. So then, I can't make this husband that I know I'll leave it to MS that even though if a Kfela tasted it, it would be full of Basir and he wouldn't know where it's coming from. So I can't actually create a Kfela. Kfela is not really going to be able to help me. But since I know in theory that the Reuter doesn't have Tam Nevela, so that should be as if a Kfela told me he doesn't have Tam Nevela. Maybe that I don't say. I only say if a Kfela really tells me there's no Tam Nevela, then I can rely on the Kfela. But in a case like this where a Kfela can't tell, because there's all this interference from the background noise of all the other Chatichos, so then we revert. Then Shishim becomes a halacha. Chazal didn't require Shishim when there's a real Kfela telling me there's no Tam. But when a Kfela can't tell if there's Tam or not because of all of the background noise, so then there's a din that you need Shishim. I don't care that I leave it to Emes, you know that there's no Tam. Here already Chazal and Machach Shishim. Here already Shishim becomes an absolute din. That's maybe one way to say it. Well, maybe another way to say it is. That's Nusach A. Nusach B. Nusach B is, since there really is no Tam Nevela in the Rotev, I know that for a fact, because I know that there's Shishim in the Pak, connected to the Nevela. So I know there's no Tam Nevela in the Rotev. So that's Haka enough that the Rotev is Mutter. And the Rotev is Haka Mutter. Because I know that there's no Tam Nevela in the Rotev. So the Rotev is Haka Mutter. But it's not enough over here for the Rotev to be Mutter. I want the other pieces to be Mutter. That's the whole magic of Salak is Mini Kimi She'eni, Reshe'eni Mini Rabbah Lofa Mavatler. I want to use the Reuter to Mavatler, the Tam Nevela, Ad Kedei Kach, that the Nevela won't be able to ask the other pieces. So for that, it's not enough to say that there's no Tam Nevela in the Reuter. That's nice for the Reuter, but that doesn't help the other Chatichas. The other Chatichas, for them, it doesn't matter whether there's Tam Nevela here or not. Min B'minah's body is not Batal Afilu B'Elef. Min B'minah's also Afilu B'Kolshul. So it doesn't help the other chatichas that there's no Tam Nevela in the Reitav. The other chatichas need a Torah's bittul. They need the Reitav to be mevatel at the Nevela, to be mevatel Tam HaYetzim and Nevela. To be mevatel Tam HaYetzim and Nevela, that Haka needs Shisha. But that's Haka, that has to be a din mechudash of Shishim that's really nothing to do with the Kfela. Here we see, it's muchuk really even, that in Salih, that Shishim has a power that has nothing to do with the Kfela. There's a din bitul b'shishim. I guess it's the Rabbanan. Or I don't even know. Maybe it's not the Rabbanan. Because Min B'minah in a bottle is a din deraisa. We learned that from Sukkim. Rabbi Yudah learns that from Sukkim. So there's a din deraisa that the Nevela asks all the other Chatichos. And I'm salvaging that by having 60 times Reitiv connected to the Nevela. So it must be a din deraisa that the 60... That since the Nevela could not be nowadays in time in the Reuter, even if the other pieces hadn't been there, that's maybe the Nusach, because we need a derisive with the Nusach. I mean, it's not enough to say 60 is a magic. We need a formula that works, that makes sense in a derisive level. I'm going to have to say that when I have 60 of Reuter, so then the Nevela could not be nice in time in the Reuter, even if the other pieces hadn't been there. If the Nevela can't be nice in time in the Reuter, even if the other pieces weren't there, so then I look at it, if the Reitiv all by itself is Mevatel Tam Nevela, then the other pieces could come in, and they'll be okay. But if the Reitiv needs the help of the other pieces to get rid of the Tam of the Nevela, then it might be okay for the Reitiv itself. The Reitiv still doesn't have Tam Nevela, but it won't help for the other pieces, because the other pieces are still going to have the other pieces are still going to be Min B'mina, and Min B'mina is not Hilu Be'elef Le'Bota. I think that's deep down, that's the emes. There's an afkamina between the two Nuschais. Can you eat the Reitiv? First Nusach, I said that since the Kfela can't tell, so you can't rely on Shishim. Well, I assume maybe I'll actually still want the word. Can you eat the Reitav in a case like this? You have 30 times Reitav, 30 pieces, piece in the veil. You certainly cannot eat the pieces. You can't eat the Chatichas, that's for sure. You don't have salad because you need it. That's the favorite. But can you eat the Reitav? I know the Reitav doesn't have time to veil in it. Can I eat the Reitav?
Yeah. So you do it from Rav, you could. He said, those says Kolach Chatichas, but you shouldn't eat it. In Rav
didn't say that you can eat the Reitav, he only said you could eat the Chatichas. I mean, Rav only said it, Rav didn't say it asks the Reitav, but asks the, he only said it asks the Chatichas. I don't know if that's Muchuk, you could say that it, once it asks the Chatichas, so the Reitav is also us. If it didn't ask the Chatichas, because maybe it would be part would say, if it didn't ask the Chatichas, then I would be Messiah, the whole thing would be 660. But since it asks the Chatichas, so the six, they can't be Messiah for the Shishim, so then they don't Shishim in the Reitav either. Just be swear for what we were talking about. Can I eat the Reitav? So I think it depends on the two formulas that we've been explaining. The phenomenon is certainly true that this is not enough to make salad. That's before. You need shishim Reitav. 30 Reitav with 30 Chatichas is not going to make salad. So the pieces are certainly awesome. But is the Reitav awesome? So it depends. If the way we're being masquerade is the first musuch that I said, that since a kfeila couldn't tell, when you have a real life kfeila telling me you're all clear, then you don't need shishim. But since here no kfeila can tell you that, so then there's a din you have to have shishim. Then it's an absolute din, maybe the rabbana. There's a din that you have to have shishim. So then you have to have shishim finished, so then shleishim is not going to help, and the reitav will be awesome. If we say this other musuch, which I think is more attractive to me, because this is a musuch that could be deraisa. And that the other nusach is, I know that the veil is happening at nice and time in the Reitav. Because it's not nice and time in the whole pot, so it's not nice and time in the Reitav. And for the Reitav itself, that's okay. So the Reitav is taka, and the Reitav is okay. You can eat the Reitav. Because the Reitav doesn't have time in the veil. The Reitav is Mishaymina. All it needs is not to have time in the veil. I know the Reitav doesn't have time in the veil. But it won't help the Chatichas. Because since the Reitav only doesn't have time in the veil, because of the CU of the Chatichos, so that means the Tam was not bottled before the Chatichos, so to speak, got there. I mean, logically, the whole idea of Salik is we'll use the Reitav to mevatel it Kilu before the Chatichos got there. We'll mentally take this Chatichos out. We'll use the Reitav to mevatel in the Veil. Then we'll put the Chatichos back in, and we'll be okay. That's the idea of Salik. So that doesn't work over here. I can't do that because if I take the Chatichos out mentally, then I lose my Shishim. So therefore, I can't take the pieces out. I need the pieces to be there to get rid of the tam. Since I need the pieces to be there, so there's no salik. So the Reitav is the Reitav will be okay, but the other Chatichas will still be awesome. Okay, I think that's a deep habonimus. So we have to have two alternative nuschas. We have two formulas. So now let's consider. Now let's go back to Akkas. Here we have a shrunken chaticho. We have a shrunken veil rather. We have a chaticho that was belayer the other half, which shrunk out of the veil. It was nivla in the chaticho. So we have this. And then I have 60 times. Half a piece in the veil. So, Taisus claims that it'll depend. If this tam the veil in the chaticha is command to iso, because it's more than a 60th of the missing chunk of the veil is more than a 60th the size of the chaticha, then it's command to iso. Then I'll need shishim keneged the whole original veil, the whole square. But if it's commanded lesser, because this missing volume of the veil is less than a 60th of the chaticha, then it's commanded lesser, and then it'll be enough to have shishim keneged the half of the veil. I won't have to worry about the missing section. That's how Tosis explains the Gemara Alibud the Rabbeinu Ephraim. So my question was, what difference does it make if in Lamdas it's commanded easier, it's commanded lesser? Either way, the nevela over here, the whole nevela, the luchas and the shibay luchas, the whole nevela, everything here, at the end of the day, is being nice and time in the right. So Who cares about the lungs? And if it's not nice and time in the right, right, it's been nice and time in the right. So let's see. The emes is that it's not being nice and time in the right, because besides the right, I have all this, I have an infinite supply of other chatichas. So the nevela is not really being nice and calm in anything. But I can't use that because it's minimamina. And I want to say salik, so I can only use the right, I can't use the other chatichas. But the mitzias, there's no, the mitzias, there's no tam, the mitzias, there's no, the mitzias, there's no tam here. So let's think about it. Not sure what the end of the story is going to be. It says in Tosfos that if this is command the lesser, if it's command, let's assume the case that it's command the lesser. So it says in Tosfos that all I need is, call it, yeah, all I need is 60 times, the first picture was good before, I need just 60 times the hef. I need 60 times the novella, I could disregard what's in here. And our question is, why can I disregard it? Isn't there actually time in the right of? There's only 60 times half the nevela. It isn't 60 times the whole nevela, but there's time of the whole nevela. So how's it good? So, no, but wait a second. The truth is that there is no time here at all, because the whole pat absorbed the time. So if we go to that first formula, that really the whole time absorbed the time. We know for a fact that a kfela would not actually be tasting time nevela. He wouldn't know, he wouldn't be able to tell himself. But we know that he's not going to be tasting time nevela. But there's a din, you need to have shishin. It's just a din. Chazal said a din to Rabbanim, maybe you need to have shishin. It's not enough that the whole path is a million times the nevela, but that's all min b'minoi. So yes, there's no time. But it doesn't help us because it's all min b'minoi. So now we need to have shishim in the right of, because it's an arbitrary halacha midrabbanan, you need to have shishim in the right of keneged the nevela. So then I think we're for sure okay. Then we'll say that they're ready, since it's just an arbitrary halacha of shishim, but it's not really a tab of mitzias kind of issue, then we can apply concepts of command to isa and command to lesa. You only need shishim keneged the nevela that's command to isa. But you don't need shishim keneged the nevela that's command to lesa, because it's command to lesa. Tam is anyway out the window. And tam we left way behind, because the whole path is a million times the nevela. So we don't have to worry about tam anyway. We only have to worry about this din azah, you know, this kind of din that you need to have shishim of reitiv keneged the nevela, because that's the din you need to have shishim. So I need to have shishim keneged the nevela. It's command the isa, not keneged the nevela. It's command the lesa. So if we go with formula A, so we're for sure okay. What about if we go with formula B? Formula B says, at the emes, the roitiv is mutter, because the roitiv taka does not have tam nevela. But for the roitiv to be mevatel nevela, I need, but for the roitiv to save the other chatichos, what I need is that if I would mentally take the other chatichos out of the pot, there would be enough roitiv here anyway to be mevatel tam nevela. Then I could say salik. But if I mentally took the chatichos out of the pot, there wouldn't be enough roitiv to be mevatel nevela. And the roitiv itself might be mutter, but it's not going to help for the other chatichas. So how does that work now over here? So I think it might also be good. Since I only need to take out of the pot mentally the chatichas that are at risk to be neser min b'mina. If I have chatichos here that are not going to be necessary anyway with min b'minoi, I don't have to take them out of the path in my mind. I only need to be misalik in my the chatichos that are problematic. So I need to take them out, let the bittel happen, and then bring them back in. But I only need to do that with the chatichos that are at risk. If I have chatichos that aren't at risk, then those I can leave in the pot. So over here, if the nevela here is command to isa, if the tam nevela in this piece is command to iso, so it's problematic too. If it stays in the pot, it's going to poison the whole pot. So when I make my salik, I have to take out this also. So I have to take everything out of the pot. Well, if I take this out of the pot, So if I take this piece out of the pot, because this is Kamad Isa, doesn't make sense. Formula, I'm not so sure if I'm getting anywhere with that. Using this formula, I know that I have a test. I like this formula better. Now it's not helping me. I need to take the other pieces out of the pot mentally, and then I need to have enough roitev to mimavato minavelu. So if I take all the pieces out of the pot, getting like a negative result. I'm getting a backward result. I'm getting a result if it's Kamad Isa, then I have to take it out of the pot. Well, if I take it out of the pot, then this half of the veil is gone. That would be good for me, but it's really bad for me. If it's Kamad Isa, it's bad. It's working. I think only the first musaf is working, unless somebody has answered. Yes.
We're using the rotav as a weapon to mevatel anything that would go ahead and usher mimina.
Right.
So something that's kamandalesa, you don't need the rotav to mevatel because it itself cannot mevatel. It itself can't usher mimina.
That's true, but it doesn't help me because the whole beauty of the second mouth. The first mouth was good. It's an arbitrary din, I need shishim, even for the right of any shishim. So arbitrary din, I need shishim. And here, arbitrary dinim, it could depend on command isa, command lessis. There are bottom dikadin. What I wanted to say before, I thought was more beautiful, was that I don't need a there are abundance. I can talk in the even in the world of their isa. The right of had it's true, the right of does not have tam nevela. The right of has no tam nevela, because the whole path is so much more. But in order to say salik, I need to mentally take the pieces out. I take the pieces out, and I need to be able to take the pieces out of my mind, have enough reitiv that there's no tam reitiv in that there's no tam nevela in the reitiv. The reitiv then in the vatal the tam nevela, and then I can put the pieces back. So that's why shleishim won't be enough, because when I take the pieces out, I'm only going to have shleishim. There's going to be tam nevela in the reitiv. The reitiv will be also, so it's not going to do the job. So that's why I'm stuck. If I take the pieces out, if mentally I take the pieces out, the reitiv is going to have tam nevela. And if I leave the pieces in, then the roitiv didn't save the pieces because you don't say the whole point of salik is you have to take the pieces out first. I think that's very nice. But over here, I don't see how it helps me. At the end of the day, I can take all the pieces out. This piece I can take out and leave in. I'm not using the volume of the piece. I have a That's not the point. The point is that the issue is not, is there enough volume in this piece to affect my, if I have 30 or 60, that we're not talking about that. That's negligible. The issue is the tam nevela that's in the chaticha, do I need to be mevatel it? So, I can't take that out. You know, I can maybe take the chaticha and I can't take the tam nevela out. I can't say salik on the tam of the nevela itself. So I'm still stuck with my problem. I'll take all the pieces out. But I still need that the roitev should not, what I need in order to say salik is that after I take all the pieces out mentally, there'll be no tam nevela in the roitev. But there will be. Because even if I take all the pieces out, if I take all the other pieces out, then there will be tam nevela in the roitev. Here's a way to do it. Here's a way to say it. I think the problem is it's not going to scale. Here's the nevela. Shrunk in the nevela. Here's the chaticha. Because remember, it's maybe 60 times the size of the nevela. So let's imagine both cases. First, let's imagine the case where it's more than 60 times the nevela. It's command the lesser. Command the lesser so that means that this chaticha is like all the other chatichas in the pot. It's a chaticha that's only at risk of being nesar because of the din of min b'mina. It is also, whether it's come out this, come out the less, this chatikha is also regardless. Min min is a filu bel. This chatikha is also to eat. But I want to know, is this chatikha also to eat because it's min b'mino, like all the other chatikha is, it has this min b'mino issue in it? Or because it's keman, or no, it mamish has tam nevela. Then it's mamish has tam nevela. So if it's keman the lesser, that means, if it's keman the lesser, it's command the lesser. It means that this is really just one more meatball that's at risk because of min b'mina. So now when I do my salik thing, so what does salik say? Salik says we'll take all the min b'mina out and we'll see, is there enough min b'she'en b'mina to be mevatel and available? There will be. Negative than available, I have shishim. If on the other hand, this is finished, I'm not sure if it's going to play out, let's see. If on the other hand, it's I don't have shishim over here, it's come on to Esau. So this chaticha is nesar not only because min b'mina afilu ba'alef le'botel, it's actually nesar with tam. When I say salik, I have a right to take out mentally the pieces that are min b'mina, the pieces that are really never going to have an asinus tam, but they have a problem with min b'mina le'botel. So those things I could take out. Mentally. Do the bittul and then bring them back in after it's bottle. but I can't take out pieces that actually have tam. That's not fair. Like, I can't say take the nevela itself out. We're going to say salik, let's take the nevela out, the right of the mutter, and then we'll put the nevela back in. You can't take out the nevela. You can take out the things that are not nevela. You can't take out the nevela. And in fact, maybe that itself is the key point over here. You can take out the piece. You can take out the chatichos because the chatichos don't have tam nevela. They just minay risk. You can take them out and see. Okay, what's left behind is the nevela nice and tam, and what's left behind. I can't take out the nevela itself. I can't take out the nevela. So if the nevela was nice and tam in this chatichos, so it's command the iso, so this tam nevela in the chaticho. So then I can't take it out because you don't get to take out the nevela when you do the salad. But if it's command the lesser, that means it's also as min b'minoi, but it's also as min b'minoi like all the other chatichas that are in the pot, that they're also as min b'minoi, but not really more than that. The fact that it was here first is not even relevant. We're in the world of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't care what's here first. There's no magic of Hanan. So this is just another meatball. This time and this meatball, the same as this time and all the other meatballs. So this piece, you can't take out. So this piece, you can take it out. You can take the piece out. You can ignore the fact that it has tam. All the other pieces also have. You can ignore the mashu that's in it. The other pieces also have mashu in them. Maybe that's another way to think about it. This piece has tam. They all have. This piece has a mashu of tam in it. They all do. All the meatballs have a mashu of tam in them. Why is this meatball different than the other meatballs? Al zeano emer salik. In this we have a din of salik. But if this piece is command to iso, then you can't take it out. Because now it's not just also else the danger of min b'minoi, for that you can say salik. It's also because it has tam nevela. You don't get to take out the tam nevela. The same way you don't get to take out the nevela itself. By the way, I think that's good. I think that's a mahalach over here. That's the way to say it. You can do the second nusach that was said. The point is, when it's command to Esau, then it's like the nevela itself. There's no salik to take out the nevela itself. If it's command to lesser, then it's just another meatball. And that's the din of salik, you take out the meatballs. All the meatballs have tamashu in them. But that you take out. The strange, how do you even do salad in the first place? You're taking out all these meatballs. Collectively, all these meatballs, maybe they have in them half the nevela. So how do you even get to say salad and take them out? I don't know. That's the din of salad. It's taco strange, but that goes into somehow that we're allowed to do is say salad. We take out all the meatballs. All the meatballs have some mashu of nevela in them. And maybe that mashu of nevela, if you added it all up, would be half the nevela. That's for sure. It says in Tosfos, you're allowed to take out all these meatballs. Why? Because it's command the lesser. The time the veil is in the meatballs is command the lesser, so it doesn't really matter. I'm allowed to say salik, and what's left under the veil, it doesn't ask. Whole goof is a little bit strange, but by the way, I'll tell you a deep thing. After this wasn't, but I told you the Rashba says that even Rabbeinu Ephraim, he doesn't hold from Chanan by Shari Surin, but he holds from the actual Zechut. Rashba says in Teres Abayis, I think there's a Hedrizit. From the way Tosis and Mazda remain, from this piece of post that we're learning now, I think we could prove it. Because what did Rabbeinu Ephraim say? According to Tosis, Has there been a famine that happened in the Gemara? We had this in the Beimla, and it was come from the Beimla. And let's say the case where it's come out of the Iso. So that means that I have here. It's less than shishim. This piece is less than 60 times the nevela. How does that work? It's less than 60 times the nevela. Therefore, it's command the isa. And since it's command the isa, so I have to reckon with it. And I don't have shishim. I only have shishim keneged. Well, we said before, let's draw in the picture again. I only have shishim keneged the shrunken nevela. I don't have shishim keneged the command the isa part. So it's awesome. That's what Rabbi said. That's where Rabbi is learning. Rabbi is learning wrong. It's not, if the nevela was nice and calm in the chaticha, then it's command to Esau, and if, since it's command to Esau, so then I don't know. I can't be. It's not enough to be mabatul. But if it's command to lesser, then it's okay. So I don't understand. I added now a whole bunch of other meatballs. When I add all those other meatballs, the time that's in this meatball should go out into all the other meatballs, and now it should be command alesa. Rain of fire doesn't hold from Chanan. So why is it command isa? Now that I added all the other meatballs, the amount of nevela in this chaticha should shrink. Because now this meatball that was all by itself, this chaticha over here, that was all by itself, is now only one out of 1,000 meatballs. So the amount of nevela in it should shrink down to next to nothing. So it should again be command the lesser. So why doesn't that happen? How does it ever command the Isa? It's never command the Isa, because even though the nevela was nice and time in the chaticha, that was yesterday. But now there's all these other chatichas, and now the time of nevela is now dispersed into all the other chatichas, so now it should revert to being command the lesser. So what's time in the... But the Gemara, but Rav said that it's command the Isa, that if the nevela was nice and time in the chaticha, and it's command the Isa, then it's awesome. Why is it awesome? The command isa should become a command lesser because it disperses out. Mishnah holds from Chanan, and he can't do that. It's too late. It's Chanan. But Rabbi Nachman doesn't hold from Chanan. That's the whole point of Rabbi Nachman. He doesn't hold from Chanan. So what's going on? The answer is Rabbi Nachman doesn't hold from Chanan, but Eshel Seifa he holds. The isa doesn't go out. We don't look at it like the isa went out. So this is command isa, and it's stuck with the command isa. Stop with being command to Esau, then we go back to the stuff to this chashim. Okay, let's go on to places. We could just settle down and live here in this Texas thing. He's saying, "Point to Rabbi Ephraim. If you hold not like Rabbi Ephraim, so Rav told me a big chiddush Chanan. So a big chiddush chaticha nas nevela. There's a magic of Chanan, and Rabbi Chana doesn't seem to hold from Chanan. So I understand what Rav is Uki Rav Amirale and what he wanted from Rav Rechana. But according to Rabbi Ephraim, Rav also doesn't really have this, and doesn't really have Chanan. There's no real Chanan in Rav either. The whole machlekes Rav Rechana and Rav is whether min b'mina bottle or lay bottle. So just to tell me that min b'mina is not bottle. All he really needed to say is, if I have a chatichas nevela and I add another 1,000 meatballs, it's still awesome. He didn't need this whole thing. It's not relevant to his plukta with Rabbi Rechana. His plukta with Rabbi Rechana is about min b'minoy. So min b'minoy is a very simple case. What does he need this extra? It got very complicated. It had nothing to do with Rabbi Rechana. So Taisu says in Echanami, that this there's this idea of this issue of nos and tam bechaticho, command the isa, command the lesser, there's nafkaminus, if the novella is shrunk and it was nos and tam in the other chaticho, and is that now command the isa, is it command the lesser, does it go into the mix, does it not go into the mix? It's really nothing to do with this book with Rabbi Rechana, but milzag of urcha kamash malon. Let's see one more. Rabbeinu Ephraim, Olam HaShalom, Hayam Evi, Rayam, Yehoto Amal Elahu, Kaseisa V'tar, Ben Nofel, Likulu Tebisho, V'tikulu Yisam Moli, Shol Chatiches Esbos, V'yseach. Olay Omer Shil Tirosu Nevei, Lo Yisa Chatiches, Shol Nofel, Kazai Yisus Chelev, V'tesu Shara Chatiches, Shem Em Shishim Keneged Kulo, V'fi Shem Oysa Chatich Atzmo, Lehoi Bo Kedei Levatel HaKazai, Shol Mishar Ma Kazai Yis, V'chol HaBosu Shivasal. Rabbeinu Ephraim, Bo Nerai, Fnu Gemara, Kaseisa Tar, Ben Nofel, Likulu Tebisho, Ilins Tikulu is a basket, not like Rashi. And he learns that it's hat basar, not that it was milicho like other Yishayin. It was hat basar, hat chaylev, and the chaylev is mefapeya throughout the whole basket, because you have to say the chaylev is mefapeya throughout the whole basket. That's why we're mishara shishim connected to the chaylev. And Ephraim said, one second, but the chaylev went first into the first chaticho. Before it got to the other chaticho, it first saturated the first chaticho. So let's say chaticho nas nevel chanan. If there's a magic of chanan, let's say chanan. Al kochach, there's no such thing as chanan. First of all, the kulahayna kalachas, the kishpirish bekuntes, ukatapirashnuel. First of all, Rashi says the kul is not a basket, it's a sal, and it's a pot, and there's water, and right there, and there's no chanat. Because the chaylev is just dispersed immediately throughout the kedera. Viafila noimed the kulah yisalkin, imashmachov, chalduchta, and even if it's say not the way, and we'll say that it's taka basket, then it's hot meat and chaylev. And it's still in Rayam Yisham, the mimonoshach. If chaylev is not mifapeya mechaticha lechaticha, which is machlekes rishonim, the Rashi is chaylev mifapeya mechaticha lechaticha. The Goyin says that places in the kuf chesem and aleph holds is not mifapeya. When we talked about the sugya, we'll have it again in tipus cholov. Machlekes rishonim, chaylev is mifapeya, but it's mifapeya mechaticha lechaticha. For our purposes, it's machlekes rishonim. So Tosis says marashuk. If chaylev is mifapeya mechaticha lechaticha. If chaylev is not mefapeya, and kain ein Israel chaticha shenofel a chaylev v'asham utoyis, v'imu mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha, and kain bedinush kol chatichas mesayis levatel v'leiminish dosen ve'el oisu chaticha shenofel a chaylev me'achas shesayfel ispashet b'chol chatichas. Monoshach, if the chaylev is stuck in the first chaticha, so then forget chanan, the other chatichas are mutter. There's nothing to talk about. And if the chaylev is mefapeya throughout all of the chatichos, that means it's chaylev in motion. So there's no chanan. You can't take a, you don't get to take a flash photograph of where it lands and you say right away, oh, that's chanan. As long as it's in motion, in uninterrupted motion, then there's no chaticha nasas in the veil. So I don't understand the lashon of Tosfos kilu makes a suffix out of it. If chaylev is not mefapeya, then only that chaticha is also. And you have shishim in the chaticha, and if chaylev is mefapeya, so then there's no din of chanan anyway. It's a suffix by him of chaylev. If you learn the case of the kulu de bistro that it's a basket without chaylev, then it's mavur in the Gemara that chaylev is mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha, because the Gemara doesn't say you're mishar only with that chaticha. It says you're mishar with all of the chatichas, and there's a tzar of the Gemara that you even count the basket. That's the sugya over there. Do you know you're mishar of the basket or not? So if we're going to posit, if we're going to learn that Gemara that it's talking about hat chaylev in a basket, so then it's avada muchach. Rabbeinu Ephraim certainly has to assume. Then it's muchuk that chaylev is mefapeya. Why is Tosfos making kilo suffix out of it? Unless maybe that's good for what Tosfos means. If chaylev is not mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha, then your whole pshat makes no sense. Like you can't even learn the Gemara. And if chaylev is mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha, which is what you have to say, you have to inject those words, which is what you have to say anyway, so then there's no chana because it's chaylev in motion. The lesson is a little bit strange. It sounds like Tosfos is really saying, and there's two possibilities, even within your pshat. You know, even if it's a basket and it's hot meat and everything, but your kasha is not a kasha. Your raya about chanan is not a raya because mimarishach. It could be chaylev is not mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha. So therefore, there's no issue of chanan. What do you mean? There's no issue of chanan. There's no gemara. The gemara breaks down. If chaylev is not mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha, you just can't get through the gemara. I don't know. The lesson is strange. But anyway, that's place to say. He says that an iser in motion there's no din of chanan. And he brings a raya. Midi daavei tipas cholos shenofel achatichas basa. Dimei neis entam mutter. Simple case, a tipas cholov fell on a piece of meat. So avada with mishar the whole piece of meat. That's the mission of tipas cholov. Fet Tosfos, afal pisha kaidim shenishvashet tatipa, nice and tam b'mokam nefilosa. If we took a flash photography of the tipa going through the chaticha, so first it goes through a little bit, then a little bit more, a little bit more. Why don't you say chanan? Wherever it hit first, it should right away be chanan. obviously, we don't say that as long as the tipa is in motion. So we don't say chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela is only if there's a place to stop. Also, he said abosu nevela came and she say chaticha lispashit b'kala chaticha. Says Tosis. However, maybe that's not such a raya. Lefimashu pidurashu el b'shem Rabbi Lezmi miss. According to the Urayim, debechatzi chaticha loyishayach loyim shetiosu nevela. So then, in raya mishal, you can't bring a raya from this thought experiment about tipas cholav and basar, because tipas cholav and basar is a half a chaticha, and the Urayim says that a half a chaticha is known in chaticha nas in the veil. So maybe that could be what Toski was saying. That might be a Yeshua for the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim could say that there is chanan even for chaylev in motion. So if there's chanan even by iser in motion, so why is it when a tipas cholav falls on a piece of basar, why didn't you say chanan in the mokum where it fell? The Torah says because chanan doesn't get started until you have a whole chaticha. So Mela, Kilu, that might be a mahalach for Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim will say. Yes, the chaylev is mispashit throughout the whole basket. But Rabbeinu Ephraim still thought that there ought to be chanan. It's not like tipas cholav, because tipas cholav is a half a chaticha. But here, we're not talking about a half a chaticha, we're talking about, you have discrete chatichas. So the first chaticha should have a chanan. So why doesn't it? It's a raya that there's no such thing as chanan b'shar yisur. That's what he's saying on behalf of Rabbeinu Ephraim. So there's a shayla here. We got him sort of zoomed on it, but he didn't see the Urayim inside. But we asked this kashu when we were learning about the Urayim. We talked about this Urayim. The Urayim is inside, in context. The Urayim says as follows. The Urayim says that the din of chaticha nas nevelo, he says, is only by a whole chaticha, not by half a chaticha. That Itaka says. But he says a hezber. He says the reason is because the reason why Chazal said Chaticha Nasus Nevela is a gisera that people shouldn't confuse something that became also because of a bli of a Nevela with the Nevela itself. So therefore, if we're going to say that when you have a bli of Nevela in a Chaticha, so you don't have to Mishai Keneged the whole Chaticha, so people will think that when you have a whole Nevela also, you don't need Shishim Keneged the whole Nevela. So that gisera is only Shayach in a whole Chaticha. Because only a whole chaticha could be a nevela. You can't have half a chaticha. You can't have a chaticha that's half nevela mamish and half not nevela. Like a chatzi evin and chatzi ben chayin. Like you can't shek the behem in such a way that half of it's nevela and half of it is not. So the whole case that we want to be geyser otu is only a case where you have a bli and a whole chaticha. A bli and half a chaticha, nobody's going to confuse with the nevela. So mainly they're only geyser on a whole chaticha. Based on that, I mean, the Urayim goes further and he says that the din of chanan is only by min b'mina. So Mari took a chiddush. He says by min b'she'en mina, there's no din of chanan, because it has to be. No, what's the? Because the issue is if you have a blia of nevela in a piece of meat, people will think that piece of meat is a nevela. They'll think that piece of meat that we're treating like a nevela is a nevela mamish, and then they're going to confuse a nevela mamish with a kosher piece of meat that has a blia of a nevela. But if you have a bli of nevela in an apple, nobody's going to get confused and think that the apple was a nevela. So there's no mokum to be. So therefore, the whole din of chaticha nas nevela is only by blias of nevela in basar. That's min b'mina. Min b'mina meaning, I don't care what it was mixed in later. But the blia and the thing that is nivla in have to be of the same substance for me to say chana. Ask Rabbeinu Ephraim, but you have bachana by basar b'cholov. By basar b'cholov, it's not. It's min b'shein amina. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's a different thing altogether. That's not a gzeirot or anything. That's because of the nature of basar b'cholov. That basar b'cholov, the basar and the cholov are nepach to be osir be'etzem. That's a whole different chaticha nasa in the veil. It's mefurish in Rabbeinu Ephraim that his whole yisoid that you don't say chanan and half a chaticha is talking about the chanan of shari surim, which is only gzeira otu nevela mamish. That's only by min b'minoi, and it's nothing to do with basa b'cholav. By basa b'cholav, about it, there's no difference between half a chaticha and a whole chaticha. So how can Tosfos bring in the Urayim over here to a case of basa b'cholav? He's talking about a tipas cholav that fell in basar. Why do you say chanan in the mokum where it fell? So well, feed the Urayim, but you don't say chanan and half a chaticha, so there's no problem. The Urayim only said it by Shari Surim. He didn't say it by Moshe B'cholov. I don't know, Sepel and Tosis. I don't know, maybe Tosis didn't have the Urayim inside. Maybe he just knew that there's such a sheet, and maybe the Urayim. I don't know if Tosis had the Sefer Urayim. I don't know. I mean, why shouldn't he have had it? was in Kabbashir and the Blazin Mitzvah. There was mitzvahs in. It's where Tysus lived too. I mean, why wouldn't Tysus have had the Sefer here? Any of that, but it doesn't sound like he had. Okay, we have to stop here.
Why do we have a Mitzvah?